say if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach.
Peach orchard.
And, you know, I say, when I was a child, my father was poor. The next door was a child.
He was rich.
Okay. But you're talking about his father being rich. You say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child.
Father was rich.
What's that?
Father was rich.
Wait, could you say the whole sentence?
When I was poor. Next door was a child. And his father was rich.
Okay. And the inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat, is called the...
Inside of a cherry. Part you don't eat. Is it stem?
Yeah, you know, the say thing you... That hard thing that...
The seed.
Okay.
The seed.
What about in the peach?
You don't eat the peach seed.
Okay. What do you call that part inside the seed?
That's the part that's supposed to come up if you plant it.
Mm-hmm. Does it have a name?
Kernel? What is it? I don't know. Is it the kernel?
That's what I'd call it.
That's what I'd call it, the kernel.
Name, sir. What about the kind of peach that you have to cut the seed out of?
Have to cut the seed down.
You know where the flesh is real tight against the seed?
Yeah. I don't know what kind of peach that is.
What about the kind that comes from loose from the seed real easy?
They call them press something.
Okay.
What is the name of them? Press?
Press peach, you mean?
Press peach or pressless or something.
Uh-huh.
You can take them and just pop them open.
Uh-huh. Do you know what the other kind is called?
No, I don't.
And what about the part of the apple that you don't eat?
You don't eat the seed.
Or the thing that you throw away, you call that the...
Core.
Okay. The core and the seed the same thing?
No, the core is the center of the apple and the seed's on each side.
Mm-hmm. What kind of nuts do you have up here?
Pecans.
What else?
Peanuts.
Any other name for them?
For peanuts?
Uh-huh.
Some people call them goobers.
Uh-huh. What about a nut that... What other nuts do you have around here?
Well, we used to have some walnuts.
Mm-hmm. You know, they have two coverings on them.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah.
What are those?
The outside covering?
Uh-huh.
Well, you can get it off with your hands.
What do you call that?
I don't know, but to get the other covering off, you need a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
You don't remember what you called either of those coverings?
No.
And the kind of fruit that, well, Florida's supposed to be pretty famous for.
Oh, that's oranges.
And say if you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are...
It's gone.
Okay. And what sort of things do you grow in a garden?
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can grow peas, you can grow rosemary, you can grow radish, you can grow butter beans, you can grow lima beans, you can grow... collard greens, you can grow cabbage, you can grow mustard, you can grow, lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to grow. It won't make a head like this out of the store.
Mm-hmm.
And you can grow about anything here you want to at certain times of the year.
Mm-hmm. Say if you wanted to buy some lettuce at the store, you might ask for three what of lettuce?
Heads.
Would you ever use that word heads talking about children? Say, having... Say if you have five children.
Well, you don't suppose to, but I've seen it done.
What? How would people say that?
Got three head of kids.
Okay. What about the word passel? You ever heard that used?
Passel?
Uh-huh. Have a passel young?
Not too much. Have you?
No.